every time the sun came up, I wear my shades in style, my tinted view appealed to me. Even more importantly, the world outside could never see the hurt behind the smile.
Welcome to Light. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. Hi, speaking for Light, this is your host, Harlan Rector. If there are any teenagers near the radio, this story is for you. It's a true story about teenage sexuality and feeling unloved. You know, sometimes even the most popular, sought-after people can end up feeling the loneliest. Teenagers can feel that way, too. Our true story about Ellie is like that.
That you, Ellie?
Yes!
Ellie, what's wrong?
I don't want to talk about it!
Ellie, honey, what's wrong?
Go away, please!
Eleanor!
Go away! And don't call me that!
Was it something that happened at school?
Not now! I don't want to talk about it! Please, just leave me alone!
Marcy, it's Ellie.
Hi, Ellie, what's up?
I had another fight with Greg tonight.
What about this time?
Same thing. I can't believe him.
Ellie.
Marcy, don't you start in on me.
Ellie, I'm not starting in on you.
Why is it such a big deal to him?
Why is it such a big deal to you?
What do you mean?
Ellie, you act like sleeping with your boyfriend is like some evil thing or something.
Marcy.
Yeah?
Tell me again about how it was with you and Jason.
God, for the 10th time. It's like no big deal, okay? You're probably the only girl in school who thinks it is.
I doubt that.
Oh, Ellie, wake up. You're so busy being Miss Popular Cheerleader. You don't let...
Marcy, wait a minute.
No, you wait a minute.
I need you to tell
me. Then, like, don't ask me my opinion, okay?
All right. All right.
Ellie. Ellie, get up. Don't you hear the alarm?
Oh, my God, what time is
it? Open this door so I can talk to you. You're going to be late for school, you know. Oh, boy, you look awful. You've been crying all night or what?
Mom!
What was that all about last night? I heard you talking, yelling on the phone.
It was no big deal, Mom.
It is, too, when you wake up looking the way you do.
I gotta get ready.
It's about Greg, isn't it?
I can't talk about it. I'm late.
Well, now, who's that?
It's probably Scott.
Oh, another boyfriend?
Scott is not my boyfriend. He's just a good friend. Come on in, Scott!
Ready, Ellie?
Hi, Scott. Give me 5 minutes.
Okay, but I can't be late for first period.
Sorry, I took so long.
That's okay. I think we can still make first period. I called you last night. I wanted you to go to the Young Life Club meeting.
Oh, I had a date with Greg.
Oh.
Scott.
Yeah?
Why? Oh, never mind. I can't talk about it. I wanted to talk to somebody. Scott is probably my closest friend, but I can't talk with him about sex. And Marcy was sure no help last night. But I hate this feeling I have. I don't feel loved at all. I haven't felt loved since my mom and dad got divorced. No, actually, before that, when they started arguing, I was only 10. God, 6 years already. That's when we moved into the beach house. It was fun for a while living there. My dad worked in Trenton, so I could see him a lot. Now he lives in California, and I never see him. And that leaves me with Mom. And I still... I just can't forgive her for letting my dad leave.
Hey, Ellie. Ellie, hey, wait up.
I gotta go.
Now, wait a minute. Ellie, honey.
Greg.
Ellie, please, don't be mad.
What do you want me to be?
Ellie.
Look, we can't talk about it here.
Well, here, look. Nobody's in the biology room now. Come on. See, this is better.
Greg.
Hey, you still mad about last night?
Not just last night. Greg, all you got on your mind is sex.
Ellie, you know, I thought you loved me.
So what if I do? That doesn't mean we have to sleep together every time we go out.
I thought you enjoyed being close to each other.
Well, I don't know what I think.
Look, Ellie, you know, hey, Jason's having a party tonight.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, practically the whole football team is going to be there, and, you know, where's the team without cheerleaders?
Yeah.
Come on, Ellie, look, I promise I won't even mention the S-E-X word.
Ha ha, very funny.
Hey, look, I'll pick you up at 7:30. I gotta run to practice. God, coach is gonna nail me. Hey, Jason, Marcy. Whoa, all right. Hey, some party.
Hey, what's going on here? What's happening?
Hey, steady there, Ellie.
Can you open this can for me?
I don't think you need another beer.
I don't feel too good.
Come on, I'll put you in Jason's brother's room. Hold on.
Where is it?
It's right here. Ugh. Ugh. There. Sleep it off.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah? What is it?
Would you stay with me, please?
There's something very basic missing in Ellie's life, isn't there? Stay tuned. There's an interesting end to our story. We'll be right back after this word. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer: Jesus, come into my heart.
Hello?
Hi, Ellie.
Oh, Scott.
It's Monday, and I'm picking you up at 7 o'clock for Young Life.
Scott, I don't feel like...
Come on, Ellie. Look, we'll sit in the back again. Nobody will know you're there.
No, I just don't feel very... religious.
You don't have to feel religious. You've been there before. You know it's a lot of fun.
All the people are so goody-goody and stuck up. I don't mean you, Scott, but...
Ellie, this is your buddy Scott talking to you.
Okay. Anything to get out of here for a while.
Great. Hey, just wait.
Well, that wasn't so bad, was it, Ellie?
No, you're right. It was fun.
See, I told you.
Scott?
Yeah?
Was Jerry serious about asking kids to come to talk to him?
Sure.
I mean, if I
you wanna
had
meet
a problem...
him? Come on, I'll introduce you to him.
No. Well, I don't think he'd be...
He'd be what?
You know, interested in my problem.
Don't be silly. Hey, Jerry! Jerry!
Scott!
Hi, Scott. Oh, you're Ellie, right? The head cheerleader?
Yes. How did you know my name?
I noticed you and Scott way in the back on two occasions now.
See? I told you nobody's going to notice us in the back.
Well, it's my job to know all you guys. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Jerry, I think Ellie wants to talk to you.
Scott?
Sure. Here, sit down.
Well, I don't think you could, or even... God would be interested in me, but...
You know, I think I'll go on home. I got lots of homework to catch up on. Hey, Jerry, can you give Ellie a lift home?
Sure, no problem. Don't worry about it.
Thanks.
Okay.
I'll pick you up at 7:30 for school, Ellie.
Okay.
Okay, take it easy.
Bye.
Ellie, let me clear something up before we talk. God is interested in you. God loves you. I want you to know that and believe that. You're a much loved person.
I don't feel loved.
Well, you want to tell me about it?
Oh, God. Do I have to?
No, you don't have to.
Well, no, that's all right. Okay. I will. I'll tell you. When I was 10 years old, my mom and dad... And to this day, I can't forgive my mom for letting my dad leave. I don't want to talk about my mother anymore. And as far as God's concerned, He'll never forgive me for doing something that...
Well, doing what?
Sleeping with someone.
And you don't believe God is big enough to forgive you for that? Ellie, let me tell you a story about forgiveness. There was this nun who occasionally had visions of Jesus Christ. and she'd talk to him, just like you and I are talking. Well, word got back to the bishop about this nun and her visions, and the bishop thought that he better talk to the nun about this. You know, check it out. So he summoned her to see him. She came before the bishop, and he said, "Sister, I hear that you have visions of our Lord." "Oh, yes, Your Eminence," she said. "I talk to him, we talk to each other." Well, the bishop was kind of skeptical about this, so he thought he'd test her. Now, only he knew how repentant he was for his sins. So he said to her, "Sister, the next time you speak to the Lord, ask him if he can tell you the gravest sin that was on my heart before I became bishop." Well, the sister was dumbfounded. She said, "You want me to ask him that?" "Yes," said the bishop, and sent her away. Well, not too long after that, word got to the bishop that the nun had another vision. Well, he quickly asked her to come before him, and when she did, he said, "Well, did you speak to Jesus Christ?" "Oh, yes," she said. "And did you ask him what the gravest sin on my heart was before I became bishop?" "Yes," she said. And the bishop said, "And what did our Lord say?" And the nun replied, "He said he didn't remember."
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my God. Our God is something else, isn't he? Let me tell you, Ellie, this is the miracle of forgiveness. When we're repentant, truly sorry, and ask forgiveness, God forgets our sins. Forgets! But we have to forgive and forget, too. Forgive not just ourselves, but others as well. Like your mother, for instance. Believe me, her sins are no greater than yours or mine or anyone else's.
I know.
Okay. So let's start now by praying, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Dear God, come and touch Ellie's life right now.
Your past is all forgiven. Your future's sealed with love. Find a quiet place. Meet him face to face. He'll shower you with love and grace.
Ellie changed that night. She asked God into her life and asked to be forgiven and forgave as well. But here's a question. How can you keep someone from abusing the gift of forgiveness? Jesus said, "Don't judge or condemn others, and God won't judge or condemn you. Forgive others, and God will forgive you."